Life Audio.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I want to welcome you to a new episode of Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. Well, I'm your host, and today we're going to be talking about a topic of stress that we all experience. What happens when the reality of something we've planned fails to live up to our expectations? You know, especially during the summertime, there is an underlying sense of pressure we might be putting upon ourselves. Especially for those of us who have kids that are out of school, you know, what are we going to be doing during summer? And for those of us who are single, we might be thinking, what are my plans for the summer? It's a common question we are usually asked, right? That's one of the first things we ask each other. Hey, it's summer. Do you have any plans? Well, you know, what happens when our expectations are not met or our plans fall through? That is what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to encourage you with God's word of affirmation, just God's promise from scripture you can tuck in your pocket so that when you encounter those moments, and we all will, and we all do, when plans fail to line up, you can return to a place of rest to hear God's loving voice. I'm also going to give you a soul care tip, a practical tip, an action you can take to help your body and your emotions feel better. So it's going to be both scientific and also inspired by God's loving word. Well, I just really want to thank all of you for just the support for this Breathe community. I want to share some happy news. A month ago, ECPA, it's the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association, they voted Sweet Like Jasmine, that's my newest book, to become the to receive the Christian Book Award, and it's become a finalist. So I just really want to thank you, because, you know, how is it that a girl that was born in San Francisco Chinatown, who didn't even learn English until she watched Sesame Street and learned it from Bert and Ernie, how somebody like me, who grew up with a mail order bride for a mom, you know, and a busboy for a father who left when I was 7, you know, how does somebody like me get to this place where I can share stories of faith with you? It's only by God's grace, and it's through your support. So I wanted to share that happy news. I'm going to have a book club this summer where I can read through this book with you. That's like the ultimate joy that I would have, so that we can all look through our stories. This story is about what happens when I go and try to find my father who left once I became a mom, and what it means to have God make beauty out of brokenness. So sign up for my newsletter. That's where I'll announce the book club. I'd love to be able to guide you through this journey of looking at our story and see how God makes beauty out of brokenness. Go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe, thebonniegray.com/subscribe. I'm also going to be giving a free seminar. And this is something for those of you who actually are maybe working on a book or wanting to write. I have a free seminar that I'll be doing this week on Thursday, June 23rd with Flourish Writers. There's a publishing and marketing summit, and it's free. And I'll be able to share with you some of the tips that I've learned. I've been doing this for now, like, I can't believe it, 12 years. Just finished up my fourth book. But I want to share my tips with you. So again, sign up for my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe, and you'll get information, a link to sign up for this free Flourish Writers Publishing and Marketing Summit.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up, it's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Okay, well, let's jump right into it. Okay, in the summer, one of the things I love are the summer fruits. What is your favorite summer fruit? Okay, mine, hands down, is nectarines and peaches. You know, those stone fruits? But one thing about these fruits, I actually like to get them at Costco because, you know, they're a good deal. I have two teenage boys, and so I love buying a case of those. But you know what happens? Sometimes I bring it home, and I didn't take the time to check out, you know, each of them, and it turns out maybe one or even two are like kind of half rotten, you know, like bruised and just like non-edible. Oh my gosh, my heart just sinks. It's like, oh no, I can't eat these. Has that ever happened to you? Or maybe you picked up, you know, some of your favorite fruit and you go home and find out it's really not edible. Well, you know, it's not just fruit we're talking about, right? When we draw up plans, whether it's for the summer, whether it's for things that are going on in our lives, you know, whether it's for our jobs or a friendship or an opportunity in ministry, I don't know, what is it that's happening this week for you in your current season of your life where, you know, plans just aren't coming through the way you had expected them to come through? What do we do when we don't know what to do? Well, instead of reaching for a plan, I just want to encourage you that, you know, God understands that sense of disappointment. And, you know, it causes a lot of stress when we're trying to figure out how to fix things. And sometimes we don't know the path through, and that can cause anxiety, but we can move through them. We can move through them because of one thing, one fruit that will never expire and will never go bad. And that is the fruit of the Spirit. And I wanted to talk about one of the fruits of the Spirit that is just the first among the ones that are listed in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Well, I'm curious today, which of these fruits would you want to take a bite of? Which one of these fruits would you like to just really savor and feed your soul with? I want to just talk about love, you know, because part of our society, in our culture, you know, the most important thing that we often focus on when we have that sense of uncertainty or loss of control is we want to put a plan together. But even if we try our best, those plans do not always happen the way that we expect them. So that's when anxiety comes into play, because there's a mismatch, right? There's a mismatch between what we expect and then what is our actual experience. Well, God says, Jesus says, we love because he first loved us. Jesus first loved us. The Apostle John said this in John 4:19. Jesus himself, before he left, one of the last things he said, and scripture tells us in the Gospel of John, he said, in a little bit, I'm not going to be here, but there's a new commandment that I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Now, the phrase that I really want to focus on is, as I have loved you. We often go straight to, you must love one another. But before we have the energy and the inspiration and the resources and the emotional strength and endurance to love our family, our friends, or the difficult people in our lives, or the moment when plans are not working out, Jesus says, I love you first. So I just want you to rest in this thought. Today, when your plans fall through, I want you to stop and breathe. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Think about God's love. Think about His goodness and His grace that has brought you through. Hear Jesus whisper, "There is no safer place to be than right here close to me. I will carry you through." I want you to take a moment right now. I want you to think about God's love. What does that look like in your life? And if today you might be in the midst of plans that have fallen through, I want you to think back. Think about His goodness. What is it that has appeared in your life that has been God's goodness? And what is the grace that has brought you through tough times in the past? And I want you to take a moment. And it's so wonderful that the way God created our minds, when we think back on a peaceful, safe, loving time in our lives where we have felt God hold us, when we have seen His hand carry us through, all those emotions that have been saved within that memory, they surface, and our body and our emotions are once again able to re-experience it. So I want to just bring you to that moment now, and I want you to hold it in your heart, because that moment is real. In Isaiah 46 verse 4, God says, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you." So if you're going through something hard today or this week in your life, and when plans fall through, because they will, we all have those moments, and perhaps even there's no end in sight. Let these words guide your heart as they have mine. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much that we can just calm our hearts when our plans fail to line up. You understand how that feels. You understand what it feels like when our experience isn't matching up to our expectations. Jesus, I just really want you to take a hold of each person's hand who's listening, who needs that reassuring touch. Bring them back to think of your goodness. Think back on how you have been faithful, and you will continue to be faithful. Thank you so much for loving us, and thank you that you are in control of every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, one of the soul care tips I want to share with you, and it's just perfect for summer, is the soul care tip of making plans for the weekend. This is something I started when the kids were really little, when I was actually pretty tired and exhausted. I learned there is research that shows when a big issue looms over you, plan something enjoyable for the weekend, knowing that whatever plans you make, you will experience what psychologists call anticipatory joy.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Anticipatory joy is real, and it'll help you lower your anxiety and also lower your stress. Research at the University of London showed that when people made plans to enjoy something later, it didn't have to be large or significant. They experienced high levels of well-being by anticipating the experience before anything happened. One study found that people merely thinking about watching their favorite movies raised their endorphin levels by 27%. For me, it'll probably be a board game. I love board games. I also love the beach. Where do you like to go? Where is it that you love to go that brings you joy or peace or calm? Think on that and plan for that, and you'll experience anticipatory joy. Another study showed that planning a vacation brought peak happiness. Guess what? Not during the vacation, but during the weeks leading up to the actual vacation. So don't wait until your troubles are over. You know, sometimes when we're in that messy place of stress, we just, the last thing our minds might be planning something that's pleasurable or fun. Okay, we think, gosh, I need to fix this problem first. It's the opposite. You need to do something to renew your peace, renew your joy, so that you can endure the troubles, so that you can be able to walk through the, you know, the tough times. So make plans to refill your soul with joy or peace. Now, I say I did that when the kids were little, and summer was a particularly challenging time because, you know, they're home. There's no preschool, there's no school. So we'd make a whiteboard and we would all list different ideas. And we've continued to, even till now, the kids are teenagers. And so everybody takes turn and puts an idea, and no idea is a bad idea. It's small. It could be small or it could be big. And then every weekend, we will choose one and we'll take turns doing it. So it turned out to be really good because it's something that's anticipatory. And so really helps lift everybody up when, you know, you're stuck in the Monday or the Wednesday or the Thursday, whatever it is. And so I want to encourage you. And I'll share more about some of the things that have helped me walk through stress next time, especially as we're going through summer. I'm thinking about topics that cause stress during the summer. So I cannot wait to share more encouragement with you on the next episode of Breathe. Now, remember that if you are interested in joining me for the book club for Sweet Like Jasmine, sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And this week, if you want to get my tips on this free Flourish Writers Publishing and Marketing Summit, I can share my tips with you on identifying ways that you can pursue your passion for writing. Sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe, and I'll send you the link. It's this Thursday and June 23rd, and it's a free for you. So join me on Instagram. I'm at thebonniegray, on Facebook at thebonniegray. And remember that you're loved, you're cherished, you're worth it. Just rest. Invite your friends to come along on this journey as we all learn together to be refilled with God's love and experience God's peace and presence. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.